This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Lebanon's government has resigned in the aftermath of last Tuesday's devastating explosion at Beirut's port and angry public protests that followed. Lebanon's Prime Minister Hassan Diab announced the move Monday night. He did not say when new elections would be held. He laid the blame for the country's myriad problems at the feet of the country's political elite, who've ruled Lebanon since the end of the civil war nearly 30 years ago. He said they've caused political and economic devastation and brought about last week's tragedy. The massive blast killed at least 160 people, injured thousands, and left more than 250,000 people homeless. It has been blamed on the explosion of 2,750 metric tons of ammonium nitrate that had been improperly stored at Beirut port for 6 years. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is embarking on a week-long trip to Central Europe as the United States looks to confront Russian and Chinese competition in Europe, both economically and geopolitically. The top U.S. diplomat will visit the Czech Republic, Slovenia, Austria, and Poland this week. He'll become the first Secretary of State since 2011 to visit Slovenia, homeland of First Lady Melania Trump. He will sign a joint declaration on 5G technology as Washington is countering risks posed by communist China's infiltration into high-tech networks in the region. The trip comes as the Pentagon prepares to move forward with a plan to pull almost 12,000 troops from Germany and redeploy part of the U.S. forces to Poland and other NATO nations, raising concerns at home and in Europe, even as senior officials defend it as a strategic necessity. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Somali security forces have shot dead four armed inmates after a fierce gun battle in Mogadishu's central prison. That's according to security officials who spoke to VOA's Somali service. Three prison guards were also killed in Monday's incident. The inmates, all members of Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab, had obtained three pistols and six hand grenades smuggled into the prison. That's according to a senior security official. The inmates attacked guards, sparking the confrontation. Two other inmates suspected of involvement were wounded and apprehended, according to officials. One inmate is believed to have escaped. The central prison is located next to Mogadishu's seaport. It's heavily guarded. Dozens of Al-Shabaab inmates are held at the facility, including some who are on death row. At least six people were killed and more than 50 others were injured after a peaceful protest turned violent in the city of Port Sudan Sunday night. According to local residents, authorities in the area imposed a 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew to prevent further violence. Fighting broke out when young men from the Beni Amir, an ethnic group, clashed with Nuba, another ethnic group, in the High Philippe neighborhood. That's according to Port Sudan residents. Port Sudan is the capital of Red Sea State and Sudan's main port city. More than 30 people were killed in Port Sudan when similar intercommunal clashes broke out between Beni Amir and Nuba communities in September 2019. French and Nigerian soldiers searched through a giraffe reserve and its surrounding area in Niger on Monday for the killers of six French aid workers. The gunmen, who arrived on motorcycles, also killed the workers' guide and driver, bringing the death toll to eight. The aid workers were attacked Sunday as they drove through the giraffe reserve, a popular tourist spot for expatriates living in Niamey, the capital of Niger. The director of the aid group said in a statement that the group had followed security protocols by reporting their arrival at the reserve. Reuters reports the attack seems to have happened less than an hour after they arrived. The International Committee of the Red Cross said Monday that frontline health workers in Brazil are at serious risk of contracting COVID-19 as they carry out essential work. These professionals are not only saving lives, they are also ensuring essential services continue for everyone, whether it be healthcare, social services, or education, said a representative of the group. The Brazilian Health Ministry said August 6th that at least 232,992 health professionals have been diagnosed with COVID-19. Marissa Melton, VOA News.